Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, Big Show fans. Randy here with a quick show note. This is an encore edition of the John Boy and Billy Big Show. This one originally aired on November 21st, 2019. And since it is Thanksgiving, may I say from all of us at the Big Show, to all of you who listen to our show and have subscribed to our podcast, thank you. We are grateful.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, I'm Adam. It is Thursday, November the 21st, 1 week from Thanksgiving. And then thankful crew, John Boy and Billy, Pillars, and Terry, hey. Tater. Jackie's still down and out, but she is getting better. Thanks to y'all talking about our girl Jackie. Right, Andy got to go behind the glass, morning, Andrew. Today is National Red Mitten Day. It represents Canadian Olympic pride. Okay. Today is National Stuffing Day. It's Thanksgiving Day right around the corner. A traditional part of Thanksgiving dinner. We all know about stuffing.
It's not one of them weird Canadian holidays. No, that's Boxing Day. I'm sorry. It's a Stuffing Day.
And today is National Gingerbread Cookie Day. Ooh, I like gingerbread. Been a while since I had some gingerbread.
Yeah, good ones. Hard to find.
All right. Good gingerbread. Okay. So, eat some stuffing, have a gingerbread cookie, and have Canadian pride. Two out of three ain't bad. And 3 dates in history with saving up for outbursts. We'll get the first prize pack out and get you ready to win. Wake up, Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, John Boy and Billy the Gang here. First prize pack for you to win, a $100 gift card from the Home Depot. The job of a pro is changing. There are more jobs within a job, less time to do them, so the Home Depot is changing too by bringing you the things you need to get the job done easier, faster, and up to your standards. Capabilities like same-day delivery, tool and truck rentals, and job lot quantities. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Look at our 3 dates in history where we get our categories. Here's a part you think along with us, November 21st. 1968, Arlo Guthrie's classic 60s song, Alice's Restaurant, was released. The 22-minute single covered everything from Thanksgiving dinner to litter. The tune was later made into a movie of the same name.
Yep.
Did anybody ever see that?
I've never seen
I'm sure we all had a friend growing up. Oh, Bobby Austin knew every word to Alice's Restaurant, and he'd have to sing it. I'd have to sit there for 22 minutes.
It's that and American Pie. There's always one in the crowd with American Pie, too.
All right. On this date, 1976, Vernon Bass of Sarasota, Florida, ate 684 oysters in 20 minutes.
And it was later made into a movie, I think.
It was a world record back then, but volume oyster eating is no longer a Guinness sanctioned record event. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Been practicing all this time. And finally, it was on this date in 2013. Two men who had been offering free hugs in the Saudi capital of Riyadh, they had hoped to bring happiness to strangers by passing by, but were arrested for exotic practices and offending public order.
What kind of hugs are you giving out?
Come on.
Hold on a second.
Saudi guys wanting to hug strangers.
Yeah.
That might be a couple of pervs.
Let's try to get it
out. Well, there you go. There's our categories. Yes, pervs, right down for the last category. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll play Outburst next. Big Show on the radio Thursday morning. Our video today is sponsored by High and Dry Outdoors. Industrial grade High and Dry waders and jackets built to be the best. You ain't wrong when you choose High and Dry. Go to thebigshow.com, click the High and Dry banner, enter code JBB at checkout, get 15% off. This is where you'll see our video of the day pop up. The worst possible way to avoid shaving. Check it out for yourself when you can. Thebigshow.com. Here right now. Good night, Thursday. Wayne McGinnis.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Tammy from Liberty, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Tammy! Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. How are you?
Hey, we are doing good. Glad you made it through here, Tammy. You ready to win?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go. 5 seconds. We need three restaurants. Ready, go.
Fats, Outback, and Bonefish Grill.
All right. Now, Tammy, three kinds of seafood. Ready, go.
Flounder, shrimp, crab legs.
Bye. Getting hungry for the win, Tammy. Three public displays of affection. Ready, go.
Kiss, hug, and holding hands.
Oh, that's so nice. Tammy, you got a $100 gift card from the Home Depot. Might have got a lot of pros listening to the show. You know the job of pros changing. More jobs within a job. Less time to do them. Home Depot's changing, too, by bringing you the things you need to get the job done easier, faster, and up to your standards. Capabilities like same-day delivery, tool and truck rentals, and job lot quantities. Home Depot, more saving, more doing. And congratulations to you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Yeah, baby. Just watching our video of the day, the worst possible way to avoid shaving. If you're thinking about, if you shave your head and you want to try something different, check out this dude at TheBigShow.com. Yeah, I know.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Hey, Biggin! Hey, Gaydar.
That's right. It is I, the seeker of the sissy, the pursuer of the pansy, the falconer of the fairies. Keeping America great by keeping it straight. Protecting our future by outing boy smoochers. Protecting the flag by stopping the... Dagnabbit, for the life of me, I can't think of anything that rhymes with flag.
Doggone, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, well, I ain't quite the wordsmith you and Bidley are. So what's up, Hoss?
Well, making radio magic as usual. What you been doing?
Didn't you just listen to my dang introduction? I thought it was pretty clear. You want me to run through it again in case you missed something?
No, that's not necessary. Let's just get this over with.
Whoa. Well, I'm sorry there, sugar britches. Is this a bad time? Land sake, sounds like somebody's got a case of the gay days.
It's not that. It's just that I know what's coming. Every time you call, it's the same thing. You accuse all the people I hang out with of being gay.
Well, that's kind of my bag, no pun intended. Now, if you prefer, I can talk about how I hate leaf blowers or working women or not tipping in restaurants or how Obama is our savior.
No, we got a guy that already does that.
Yeah, right, and I don't hear you busting his wrinkly old hump for covering the same thing over and over, so I'd like a little professional courtesy extended my way.
I'm sorry.
I mean, how in the wide world of wedgies do you even know what I'm going to talk about? Ever occur to you that you just might be wrong?
You're right. I sort of jumped the gun.
And speaking of guns, lately I've been pondering your recent infatuation with your fruity little hunting buddies.
What? You don't mean the mossy oak boys, do you?
Well, I wasn't going to start there, but since you brought it up.
You cannot be serious.
Well, you're dadgum right I'm serious. Hey, I'm sorry, but with names like Cuz and Yawk and Toggy, there's something fishy going on. You throw in the regulars like Captain Kitty Cat, Pokey from the Mountains, and Little Bitty Cobby Bunny, and you got yourself the touring company of Deliverance right there.
That's ridiculous.
Really? Well, I tell you what's ridiculous. The way you talk about them on the radio. You ever listen to yourself? You sound like a schoolgirl swooning over the star quarterback. Oh, cuz, you're so rugged. Will you take me to the dance?
You're crazy. I don't swoon over them, and I never ask cuz to take me to the dance.
Well, let me ask you this. Did he ask you?
No, he didn't ask me to the dance.
Hell, can you blame him with your bad attitude? No offense, but you can be a bit of a bitch.
Look, you got this all wrong. They listened to the show, heard I was a hunter, and invited me to a turkey hunt for their TV show.
Well, there's your first clue, Sherlock Homo. They're TV folk. You and I both know TV's chock full of rump raiders. You wind up going for the turkey and staying for the gobble gobble. Can I get a witness?
Come on, man. Wasn't like that at all. They made me a turkey thug.
A turkey thug? Well, la-dee-da. Is that what you backwoods booty burglars call yourself to make you sound tough? Turkey thug? That sounds like the world's worst inner-city gang. Hey, I couldn't make the Crips and Bloods, but I'm a turkey thug. Hell, couldn't you be a deer destroyer or a moose mauler, or hell, even an elk eliminator? Turkey thug? Ain't that sweet? That's right up there with chicken choker, for corn's sake.
Gaydar, do you even know what thug stands for?
Huh. Temperamental homos uniting for gayness?
So let me get this straight.
That'd be nice for a change.
You're saying that all these guys I go hunting with are gay?
Well, I will say it's hard to tell sometimes. My gay detecting powers can sometimes be thwarted.
Really? Well, how?
When y'all dress in homoflage.
Okay, I think we're about done here.
Suit yourself. I'm just trying to watch your back and not in the way you're hunting, buddy, for once.
Oh, man.
Let me just say, if they ever invite you bear hunting, just make sure they're talking about the animal and not the clothing optional kind. Just some food for thought, and maybe you need to go back for seconds. Later.
John Boy and Billy.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Yeah, would they send us someplace special?
Morning radio done right.
Good Thursday morning. It's Big Show on the radio. With this whole impeachment deal going on, some of it can be hard to follow. So I've asked the official Big Show lawyer to come in and explain it to us in understandable terms. Please welcome Aloysius P. Beaglehole.
Esquire of the Beaufort Beagleholes at your service. So, you'd like me to break down this impeachment hully-gully for you, is that correct?
Yes, please, in layman's terms so we can all understand it.
I'm happy to oblige. Now, keep in mind that I'm just a small-town radio lawyer, but I will endeavor to disparivate this Muscarovish situation.
That sounds right. All right, have at it, Aloysius.
Now, to understand this entire process, one must vivisect or palesarate, if you will, such cases as U.S. v. Clinton, U.S. v. Nixon, and the landmark case of Godzilla v. Tokyo.
Wait, now, did that even happen?
Well, no, but it's just as credible as the current case. Now, on the one side, you have the Democrats. Now, they have pejasperated this entire dispensation with their usual distrapity and unctilaciousness. Their message would have been more conclavery, if you will, if they hadn't been bellowing impeachment since the day after election.
Exactly.
Now, on the other side of this proclinium is President Trump. Since devacious of the fact that he has umpulated the fiscular tributary of this great country, he has been, time and time again, dubliariously, I might add, excogitated and bona fide unlike any other president in history.
Right.
Now, the digitatum lies in the difference between quid pro quo and bribery, you understand? Both of which, in this case, is merely flossy-nossy-nilla-pillification in relation to the president and nothing more. Therefore, the titanimous flibbity-jibbity taking place is super-sudestal florifousness at its epoch, particularly from Intel Chairman Schiff. His posture animization is nothing more than grandiloquence and dime-store gasconading. This president has been extremely punctilious and choriscative in his negotiations. So, cumulatively, what we have is the utter and complete feeblaxis of the United States Constitution, the remolatory of the Democrat Party in general terms, and posteriorous in particular, where the House Intel Committee is concerned, is at best rumtacious and is hobbleary of the current state of politics in this once Mandalorian Republic. What? You follow me?
Sure.
Well, of course what? You do. Texpatacious fella like you is always part of the Hongulettish crowd.
Where do we go from here?
Well, at this avalanche, the GOP needs to simply tell the Democrats Epicurium Meladucus, which is Latin for eat a bag of crap. It's a joke, son.
So what does all this mean?
Exactly. The entire situation is cross-separate, to be sure. Spendicarious at best and predefilescent at its very worst. So that's it in a nutshell. Plain as day, clear as crystal. Anyone that sees it otherwise is a complete and utter equus paranus.
And that is?
A horse's ass. So are we good?
Sure.
Now, yeah. On a sidebar, if I were advising the president, and I'm not, I would tell him to simply tell them all to go to hell, lock the White House door, and keep doing the people's work.
Is that legal?
Oh, son, it's all perfectly legal. A good day.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio, and more Big Show right around the corner.
I'm working with Mr. Bill Cox over at his outfit, and I like to listen to John Boy and Billy on that there Big Show. I like the way they talk. They're funny ha-ha, not funny queer. That's what they say anyhow. I figured out why John Boy has a hard time getting started in the morning. Ain't got no gas.
Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio for you Thursday, November the 21st. You having a birthday today? Happy birthday. You're sharing one with on a celebrity birthday list. Retired NFL player, TV host Michael Strahan is 48 years old today.
Hey, he's retired from the NFL part, not the TV part. He's everywhere.
He can do a little bit of everything, too. Yeah. He's good.
Yeah. He is somebody, man. So now, Michael. The actress Goldie Hawn is 74 years old today.
How about that?
She's still, her and Kurt Russell. Yeah. Yes. They've been living together all these years.
Ever since, what was the movie, Overboard, that they made together? And they've been together ever since.
You know, that's one of my favorite movies.
It's very funny. Really?
Overboard. Whenever that's on, I'll sit down and watch that. I like that. Right. Goldie. Like when they put her in that barrel of water. That's what she did.
That's all she's been doing all day.
And she was voted to Hollywood's best individual body part for her remarkable rear end back in 1998. You know, a little glimpse of that on Overboard, too.
Little dancer body. She was a dancer first.
What about Michael Strahan? What about Troy Aikman? Troy Aikman is 53 years old today. He's like the big one. He's a big color answer. Him and Jim Nantz.
That's right.
Is that Troy?
He's
Joe
Buck.
Yeah, Tony Romo is with Jim Nantz, isn't he? That's right. Does a good job, too. All right. And baseball's George Kenneth Ken Griffey Jr. is 50 years old today.
Quite a player in his day. So was his daddy.
And by the way, Tweety Bird is 77.
You kids get out of my yard.
Mainly, happy birthday to you. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play John Boy Jeopardy. You can win you a Happy Herd prize pack. Call in your monster bug with Happy Herd. Six flavors of Happy Herd Codol. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB at checkout, and you get 10% off your order. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. Right now, the coach, the scout, CEO, sports management man, it's Hanson.
Terry Hanson on the World of Sports. Here's a guy you'd never want to see in shorts. He's got scoops on who's got a contract, who's a good dude, and who might be on crack. Big Show presents Sports Breeze. Rump.
Well, CBS golf viewers will no longer hear Gary McCord's on-course humor or Peter Kostas' swing tip segments. The network did not renew the contracts for the 71-year-old McCord or for the 72-year-old Kostas. McCord has been with CBS since 1986 and Kostas since 1992. McCord became an analyst after a mediocre 13-year career on the PGA Tour. In his 33-year career at CBS, McCord was best known for calling the action from the 16th hole tower. He also teamed up with former partner David Faraday for some hilarious features on the telecast. McCord was also banned from the Masters tournament after some irreverent opinions on the golf course at Augusta National. Kostas has been a longtime swing coach to numerous players on tour. One thing for sure, McCord in particular will have no problem finding a new TV gig, assuming he wants to keep working. A CBS spokesman said, Gary and Peter have been an important part of our golf coverage for three decades. They were both outstanding teammates, and we thank them for their significant contribution throughout the years. We wish them both all the best. Kostas said the decision was made by CBS. CBS next telecast will not be until January, and the network is now in negotiations with the tour for their contract, which ends in 2021. Finally, it's a fact that there are too many football bowl games on television. They're designed to fill airtime for the networks and to bring various new sponsors to the table. So we are subjected to such games as the car and car parts game that came along with the New Jersey Turnpike Bowl. And who could ever forget the old Poulon Weed Eater Bowl? Therefore, it's a little satisfying knowing that ESPN got hoodwinked by selling the New Mexico Bowl naming rights to an alleged scammer's non-existent company. ESPN has cut ties with a sponsor called Dreamhouse, which is an alleged film production company based in Albuquerque that was going to sponsor the bowl. ESPN discovered that Dreamhouse is not a registered business and doesn't even have an office, much less production studios. The alleged CEO of DreamHouse was known scammer Eric Martinez. Martinez is claimed to be an Olympic boxer, a music manager, a famed Latino movie actor, a magazine owner, and a film director and producer. The ESPN deal had initially been reported as a four-year agreement when it was announced outside a fake DreamHouse office in October. This is certainly an embarrassment to ESPN. Now they got to go scrambling for a new sponsor for the upcoming bowl game on December 21st. The game has been played annually since 2006 at the University of New Mexico Stadium. God hoodwink. How about man. That one?
All right, bud. Thank you. Let's see if we can get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. All right, here we go. Review yesterday's question. They found out that this reindeer body part turns blue during the winter, then turns to a goldish color during the summer.
Their eyes.
Reindeer eyes. All right, today's John Boy Jeopardy. Before becoming internationally known, this very common product's brand name was derived from two French words that means oily chalk.
What is le grise? It's been a long time.
I don't understand all French right, anyway. Y'all figure it out. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy. Next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Thursday. Now, video today brought to you by High and Dry Outdoors. The best waders and jackets in the biz. You ain't wrong when you choose High and Dry. Go to BigShow.com, click on the banner, enter JBB at checkout, get 15% off your order. In the video, the worst possible way to avoid shaving. As you're wondering, it's right there at BigShow.com. And right now,
across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wow, 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 wow.
And now a man who dreads this time of year, he can only get so happy about another set of Honda days. He is John Moore.
Losing the true meaning of happy Honda days, man. Say hey to Sheila out of Friendsville, Tennessee. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're good. Welcome. All right, Sheila, well, you first up. Let's see what you got. Before becoming internationally known, this very common product's brand name was derived from two French words that means oily chalk.
What are Crayola crayons?
Going with the Crayola crayons.
Seven.
Yeah, all right. That's what it is. We have us some crayon Jeopardy's, don't we? Yeah. Hey, kids, don't eat the oily chalk. Found that out earlier.
Did I say that at Woodstock? No, I'm thinking that's something else.
Sheila, you got the prize pack headed over to Friendsville. Congratulations.
Thank you. Can I give a shout-out real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
A shout-out to my buddy Phil down in Friendsville. He's probably drinking his coffee on his back deck this morning.
All right, man. I hear you.
Is he locked out again? I hate when that happens.
Appreciate you, Sheila. You hang on.
Thank you.
All right, right now it's your news right on the other side. Get up with Randy and a special guest for Operation Christmas Child Collection Week going on right now. Hang on. Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. And as we have been for the last 15 years, teaming up with Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child, this is National Collection Week. Still time for you. Pack a shoebox or two.
They make an eternal difference in a child's life. Our man Randy Riddle on the line. We meet another special guest this morning. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Pack a shoebox or two or 10 or 20.
That's it, man. Yesterday you was telling us you were in Baltimore and got 10,000 delivered there at the location.
10,000 delivered right there in Baltimore. They're looking for more than a million there. And then we're looking for more than 9 million here in the United States, 11 million worldwide. But it all comes down to the one, guys. It all comes down to sharing the gospel with one more child.
If you can do 100, do 100. If you can only do one, do that one.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, nobody tells the story about how God is at work through Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child better than someone who's been impacted by the gospel and been impacted by these shoebox gifts, like someone who's received a shoebox gift. So today I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. His name is Vlad.
Vlad. I got it. Vladimir Prokhnevsky. How'd I do?
This is perfect. You're this is amazing. I should take lessons from you.
I doubt that. I've been practicing. Well, Vlad, good to have you, man. We love talking to actual recipients of the shoebox and what happened. So your story, let me see. I see you're growing up in a family of 9 kids. You didn't get many gifts, and food was a luxury. And then you were in Kyiv. How do you pronounce that? Ukraine.
Kyiv.
That's correct. Yes.
Ukraine. All right. So take it from there, Vlad.
How old were you when this all started for you?
I was 9 years old when I received a shoebox, and I come from a family of 9, and all of us got a shoebox. So it was very special for us. We grew up dirt poor, very poor. We had to share toothbrushes growing up. We had to take turns to go outside to play because we only had so many pairs of shoes. Food was a luxury. We grew up on rice and potatoes, which I often jokingly say that we were vegetarians before it was even cool. And we grew up in a tiny 3-bedroom apartment, and just scarcity everywhere. And we were persecuted for our faith. My father was an underground minister in Kyiv, Ukraine. But it was during that time when we were invited to come to a Christmas celebration, and it was super special. Just getting to the celebration, we had to hop on a bus and on a tram in the middle of cold Ukrainian winter. And I walked in at the same time with this girl who was not a believer. And I was very surprised to see her there because for some reason I assumed this was only for Christians. But to my surprise, there were so many people from all walks of life. And they, most importantly, though, they presented the gospel to us in so many different and unique ways through singing, dancing, cartoons, movies, animations, those flannel boards. It was so special. It was like a big birthday party for everyone. And even if they stopped at that, it would have been enough. But then they brought these beautiful and colorful shoeboxes. And, you know, growing up, I had to make my own yo-yos out of Coca-Cola caps. And when I opened my box, it's like everything that I imagined playing with growing up, it's like it showed up in a box. I had my own yo-yo. I didn't have to make one. I had my own toothbrush and I had to share one. I had these Hot Wheel cars, which were so cool. And growing up, I had to play with my shoes, pretending they were cars. Wow. But most importantly, you know, and I also had dental floss. How could I forget that? Which I thought was candy. And I remember licking it, thinking, like, you guys have the craziest candy in America. I remember getting a lot of it in the ball, like, popping it into my mouth like a mint. And my mouth was so numb. And so it wasn't until, like, many years later when we moved to United States. And that's where, at our first dentist appointment, that's where I learned what dental floss was really for. And I must say, I felt pretty silly. Wow. But you know, but most importantly, I felt loved, and that was, you know, I always say that God is love, and when you show love to people, you show God to people, and when people experience love, they experience God, and once you experience that God's unconditional love, you will not walk away unchanged, and that's what people get. That's what people get to be a part of when they pack a shoebox with Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas.
Because
that's why I'm so fired up.
Samaritan's Purse is an organization that is in these places all year round, not just at Christmas. So it's like, you know, not like they show up, drop off a load of shoeboxes, and they're gone until next Christmas. They're there every single day, and they develop relationships with the people in these areas.
That's exactly right, guys. I mean, we're working with churches in more than 100 countries around the world. And so we have a national leadership team in all of these 100 countries. And with them, we develop a network of churches and an evangelical strategy to reach children in all of these countries. And so it works well when we're ready to send shoebox gifts in. Also works well when there's a natural disaster in some area of the world. God is assembling his people all around the world. And he's using these shoebox gifts every year to reach the millions. And children are responding. Children are coming to know Jesus. Children are being discipled and feeling the love of God, just as Vlad did.
That is so neat, man. That's a perfect message to our listeners. If you can, yeah, one shoebox, how many you can, man. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Samaritan's Purse button, take you right to the website. Everything you need to know, including drop-off locations near you. There's still time here on Thursday morning. Will Saturday be the last collection day, Randy?
We'll go through Sunday, and all of our 5,000 drop-off locations around the country open all through Sunday. Go to the website, type in your zip code, and up will pop your closest drop-off locations and even give you directions on how to get there.
All right, nice. Well, Vlad, thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing your story, man. That is awesome.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time.
All right. Randy, we'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
Hey, it's wrapping up. Get your shoebox in.
All righty, go to thebigshow.com, click on the Samaritan's Purse link, take you right there, everything you need to know, National Collection Week through this Sunday. All right, then. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. 2019 of NASCAR. The season is wrapped up by Kyle Busch with his second championship on the Miami last weekend. We'll wrap up the season with our man Doug Rice. On track with Doug Rice in about 20 minutes from right now. But right now...
And now, Deep Thoughts. With Zach the Weed Guy's girlfriend... Mary Jane.
Hey. Que pasa, dudes? Man, I just been kind of kicking back and thinking about stuff. I want to hear some of it. Cool. Yeah, man. When I woke up this morning, I watched my dog chase his own tail for like 10 whole minutes. And I was like, wow, doesn't take much to entertain a dog. Then I was like, wow, I just watched a dog chase his tail for 10 minutes. And last night, I unhooked my Amazon Kindle from the USB because the battery in my vape pen was dead. It's like I unplugged a book to charge up a cigarette. Weird. Hey, man, if you drew a cartoon about when Thomas Edison came up with the idea for the light bulb, what would you put in that bubble thing over his head? Dude, like brushing your teeth is the only time you ever clean part of your skeleton.
Wow.
Those guys in the Swiss Army must have been pretty sure they were going to win the war because their knives got like a corkscrew on it. Party.
Yeah.
I bet the king of Nigeria has like a hard time when he needs to do something where you have to send somebody an email. Right?
Yeah.
You know what would be a good murder weapon? The lid off a Tupperware bowl. Because, like, after you used it, nobody would ever be able to find it. Where do they go? And all that security at the airport is really tight. So you get to the baggage claim, then it's like, yeah, dude, just take any bag you want. Like, just go spinning. Getting in shape sucks, but being in shape is awesome. And fat is just the opposite. Like, I thought about it. Getting fat is awesome, but being fat sucks. Switch it. A hurricane is probably the only time that you can buy a roll of duct tape, a plastic tarp, and a shovel, and nobody thinks about calling the cops. I've been thinking, y'all. You know what would sound really weird? A spider wearing flip-flops. Really weird. My grocery store, like, it's got this cool app you put on your phone. Like, you order the food online, and they bring it to your house. How cool is that? Yeah. And then you can shop for groceries in your underwear. I mean, I guess, like, you could do that before they had the app, too. But this way, you don't have to worry about getting weird looks at the checkout. Or catch a cold. Anyway, I got a jet, y'all.
I don't see jet coming out of you, but okay.
Trying to speak old guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Y'all keep rocking, you know, and I'll keep thinking. All right. So. All right. Later, dudes.
Deep Thoughts is brought to you by Hargrave's Meated Pot Products, because it's 420 somewhere.
Say it's 420.
Not yet.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio.
Hello, Flimsy Premise here. And when I'm on this side of the pond, I get my daily dose of culture and edification every morning from these two delightful lads, John Boy and Billy, right here on the big show. You know, I hate to break it to you boys, but where I come from, you're all Yankees. Oh, well, I thought it was funny.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio for you Thursday morning, November the 21st. We're about halfway through the Big Show this morning. 10 minutes on track with Doug Rice. We'll wrap up the 2019 season in NASCAR. The easiest way for you to win current events quiz about 20 minutes away. Answers brand new Hero Zero of the Week. Still to come, Tatertainment News, Wordy Word, and Monroe Fisher in a big boiling pot of water in the jungles of Belize. I was always just picturing with his head sticking out.
You know what
like
it sounds like? A spider wearing flip-flops.
And I'm sure we will have gunfire. We always do on Monroe's Call. Right. Appreciate y'all kicking off your Thursday with a big show on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to get in the winner's circle, take C. Get a Carolina Skiff gift pack. With a Carolina Skiff boat, you can enjoy all the benefits of a premium boat with an entry-level price. Click on the link at thebigshow.com. Well, here we go, wrapping up the 2019 season with the NASCAR boys and our man Doug Rice. Doug, thank you so much for joining us all year. We sure appreciate your expertise and all the fun that we've had during this season, buddy.
I've really enjoyed it, guys. Thanks for having me back. 4 months from now, I'll probably be on a bad phone line down in Daytona.
Yeah, that's right. It won't be long.
No, it won't be.
Not a very long off season for the guys. Well, got to congratulate Kyle Busch, his second title, winning the race and the championship down in Miami.
Yeah, Kyle went in saying, hey, I'm the underdog. I'm on this long 21-race losing streak that we've talked about here a lot. Don't look at me. We're underperforming. And at the end of the day, Kyle Busch and his team didn't make mistakes. And that was the end of the story. Denny Hamlin had a big mistake. They put too much tape on the front of the grill. The car overheated. He had to make a pit stop. For Martin Truex Jr., one of the most bizarre mistakes that we have seen in a long time, left side tires on the right side of the car. He had to come in, unscheduled pit stop. Both of these guys got back on the lead lap, but they lost track position. And in so doing, they lost the championship. Kyle Busch went out, ran a clean race, no gaffes, and it gives him his second title. And Kevin Harvick just didn't have a fast car.
So that was a deal with Harvey. Just as a car. Man, that's something. You think about mistakes like that. That's racing, man. That's the way it goes.
But that, you know, the left side tires on the right, that's pretty egregious. I mean, there's big letters and systems and everything, and you've got tire specialists. And from what I understand, they move the tires to get them out of the sun, and then when they put them back backwards. They got bolted onto the car, and they realized as soon as the car took off from pit road, we have messed this up, and he had to come back in real quick. And that caught, because I really feel like Martin Truex Jr. had the fastest car in Homestead, Miami, by a good bit. But you lose that much track position, you get that far behind a good driver like Kyle Busch, you know, he's gone.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
That's it. And we're talking about Joe Gibbs racing all year. Look at this, Doug. He's got 19 of 36 races Joe Gibbs Racing won.
That's incredible. They just dominated the year. They won more than half of all the races. And all four of their drivers won. We can't forget that Eric Jones, way back when, won the Southern 500 this year. So all their drivers got to victory lane. They finished 1, 2, 3 on the season. And it's unheard of. I mean, for a while, we only thought that the Hendrick Motorsports was capable of that kind of dominance. They've been replaced. They've been thoroughly replaced. Joe Gibbs Racing, now the number one team in our sport, I feel like, by a long shot.
And, Doug, looking ahead to next year, all right, Cole Custer is going to move up and race with Stuart Haas.
Yeah, well, they announced that. There had been a lot of talk and speculation about that because Cole had a really good season this year in the Xfinity races, back-to-back good seasons. And Stuart Haas Racing had Daniel Suarez in their 41 car. And Suarez, frankly, struggled this year. He showed flashes, but never the consistency. Cole Custer showed over and over again that he could win Xfinity races, and so they decided to make the move. Gene Haas maybe more than Tony Stewart, that Daniel Suarez was out and Cole Custer was in. I kind of hope Suarez finds a lily pad to land on. I like the young man. I think he's got talent, but it's been a bit of a struggle for him since winning that Xfinity title and moving up to Cup.
That's it. And Xfinity race, that was a good race Saturday. Down there, Tyler Reddick wins his second championship, and he's moving on up.
No, he is. He's going on up to Childress. He'll race the 8 car, taking his crew chief with him. Richard Childress is extremely high on this guy, and who wouldn't be? Mm-hmm. He's a wheel man. He races. He raced up at the high side of the racetrack. He put on a clinic. And I've been thoroughly impressed with him. I didn't really know that much about him until this year, even though he won the title last year. Now you win back-to-back titles for different teams. First time that's ever been done in the Xfinity Series. He won it in 18 for Junior Motorsports, comes back this year, and wins it for Richard Childress Racing. So, he proved that he is worth taking a chance on and moving up to Cup.
You got it. So, Doug, Monster Energy ends their sponsorship with this last race.
Now, this will be the last year for the foreseeable future that NASCAR's Premier Series, as they like to call it, will have a singular sponsor name. Now, I think Xfinity Series will stay the same. I think the Truck Series is going to go to the Gander RV Truck Series or some variation of that. But the Cup Series, unofficially, I think is just going to be the Cup Series with a series of sponsors supporting it, what they call pillar sponsors. I don't have any details on that, but there will be several companies, or at least NASCAR's hoping that will be in support of that series, give them more revenue, and give them a bigger reach. So I have a feeling probably around banquet time, which is around 3 weeks from now, NASCAR will come out with an announcement saying, here are these companies, and they're going to be supporting us in this way. But it will no longer be Monster Energy, and it won't carry a singular title, which is going to be a big deal. I mean, it was Winston, then it was Nextel, then it was Sprint, then it was Monster, and now we get the next iteration of sponsorship.
All right. Well, Doug, this offseason, stuff happens. Break in and let us know. We're going to keep up with you, buddy, as we count down to Daytona, my boy.
I appreciate that. And you've been really good about telling people to follow me on Twitter at RiceMan61. I'm putting together my top 10 stories for the year, and I pontificate a lot about racing during the offseason. So if you want to give me a follow, I appreciate that. And it's always a lot of fun to come on the big show and chat it up with you guys.
All right, Doug. We love you, buddy. We'll see you soon,
Same
my
here.
Man.
Take care.
All right.
So be sure. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Early, I know. Merry Christmas.
All right. And, like Doug said, follow him on Twitter. Obviously, some good stuff, at RiceMan61. All right, Billy, let's play this current events quiz. What are we dealing with?
A Cleveland funeral home has come up with a deeply weird way to remember your departed loved one.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Take See and Win. Next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the Radio. And our video today brought to you by Buzz from High and Dry Outdoors. Industrial grade high and dry waders and jackets built to be the best. You ain't wrong when you choose High and Dry. Click on the banner when you go to thebigshow.com. Use that code JBB and you get 15% off your order. It's in time for the holidays. In a video today, the worst possible way to avoid shaving. First thing you see when you go to our site, thebigshow.com. Hey, right now, John Boy, Billy, Pep Squad. Are you ready?
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz.
What'd you do?
Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we got Mark out of Waxhaw, North Carolina. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, John Boy and Billy. How goes the battle?
Hey, man, going good. Mark, welcome in here.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Well, listen.
I get the feeling you're about to win our latest skirmish right now.
I may, man. We'll see. A lot of pressure.
All right. Well, they say a tattoo is forever, and thanks to an Ohio-based company, now your favorite tattoo can live on even after you're gone. Cleveland-based SaveMyInkForever.com is offering to permanently preserve the tattoos of your friend or loved one after they pass on. The website doesn't really get into the specifics of how it's done, and thank goodness for that, but the process starts within 48 to 72 hours of the dearly's departure and takes about 3 or 4 months to complete. The typical tattoo arrives mounted in an attractive frame. There are other options, but it kind of depends on how big the tattooed area is. Nobody's been turned into a Silence of the Lamb-style lampshade yet, but it is possible. In fact, theoretically, these guys could turn A, Uncle Fred's arm tattoo into a wallet, B, Aunt Debbie's tramp stamp into a change purse, or C, the guy from Maroon 5 into a set of matching luggage.
All right, Mark, here we go.
That's tough, man. All three of them sound pretty possible. I'm going to go with C.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of crazy.
It is very crazy, yeah.
Hey, Mark, it worked for you, buddy. Congratulations. Carolina Skiff gift pack. We'll get it to you.
Love it, man. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
Love the show.
We jump out, catch you up on your news right on the other side. This is our brand new hero and zero of the week. And Tarmac the Magnificent on the way. Good Thursday morning. It is the big show on the radio. Here we go.
It seems to me the field is split. Some people act like heroes and some like not. We need a big list of good and bad folks to make the workday go by. Here comes the hero's hero guy. He's from East St. Louis. He'll bring the latest to us. He'll either make you laugh or
freaking cry.
Hero, zero guy.
Starting with a zero, a Florida man used a front-end loader to dump a bucket of dirt on the vehicle of his girlfriend drove to a recent meeting. Police reported that Hunter Mills, age 20, asked her to meet him on a road adjacent to an excavation firm where he worked that sells topsoil and landscaping materials. The girlfriend arrived at the meeting in a 2010 white Cadillac. After she stopped the car, Mills approached her with the front-end loader and asked her a question. When she refused to answer, he went into action. He dumped the entire bucket of dirt on the driver's side of the vehicle, and it damaged the top, the hood, the trunk, and since the window was also open, dirt filled up the air ducts, center console, and power windows. The woman was not hurt, but the owner of the car estimated the damage at $8,000. Mills told the police he wanted the girl to just leave him alone. He was arrested and charged with criminal mischief. Today's zero, former Florida resident Hunter Mills, who decided to dump on his girlfriend and play dirty. Get it?
With heavy machinery.
Now I got a hero. Mr. Pillars, you will like this one. The Muncie, Indiana Animal Care and Services Shelter takes care of over 350 cats. But after touring the facility, the local police department found out they were running very low on supplies and wanted to help out. So in order to raise money, the Muncie Police Department let residents pay off unpaid parking tickets with donations of cat food or kitty litter. Officer James Brown said If you have a $25 parking ticket, you could bring $25 worth of cat food to the city clerk's office, and your ticket will go away. The program only ran for 4 days, but it was very successful. The clerk's office was overflowing with animal supplies. Not only were citizens encouraged to pay off their parking tickets, but people who didn't even have citations donated to the animal shelter. The shelter said, "We were pleased to see all the donations coming in for such a great cause. The response was overwhelming. Maybe other cities will do the same and take our lead." According to the ASPCA, nearly 6.5 million animals every year enter shelters. So today's hero, the Muncie, Indiana Police Department, who had a unique idea to help their local animal shelter, and we urge other cities to do the same. Good nice idea.
Duh. You got a hero or zero, you can mail to Hero Zero, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C., 28219. Email Hanson at thebigshow.com. Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for our mysterious visitor from the East, the all-seeing, all-knowing, and former SAT prep coach to Felicity Huffman's daughter, Tarmac the Magnificent.
Pretty easy gig.
Tarmac, I hold in my hands the envelopes. As a child of four can plainly see, these envelopes are hermetically sealed, and they've been kept in a mayonnaise jar in Whoopi Goldberg's underwear drawer since noon yesterday. Ooh. So no one knows the contents of these envelopes.
And why would they want to?
But you, in your mystical and semi-divine way, will ascertain the answers to these questions, having never before seen the questions. Are you ready?
Sure, I've already got the turban on. Why not?
You're dressed. Let's all do right, it. Envelope number one.
The Mount Olive Munchies.
The Mount Olive Munchies.
What does Popeye get when he smokes a big fat doobie?
Oh, man.
We're off to a fast start.
Yes, I get it.
Glad you didn't work our sponsor Happy Herd into that one. Okay, here we go.
It's not over yet. Don't tempt me.
Envelope number two.
Midway.
Ah, big movie. Midway.
How far do you get through the door at Panda Express before you think, this might be a mistake?
Midway. Right. We're at envelope number three.
Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans.
Describe Dolly Parton in a sports bra.
Girl, Dolly.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I hugged her. All right. Envelope number four.
Pyongyang.
Pyongyang.
Describe the sound of Dolly Parton taking off a sports bra.
We're at envelope number five.
Wells Fargo, the Sherman M4, and Kim Kardashian.
Wells Fargo, the Sherman M4, and Kim Kardashian.
Name a bank, a tank, and a skank.
Hey, you're in the room, all right. We're in envelope number six.
Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity.
Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity.
Describe Phil McCracken on a trip to Key West.
And, we're at envelope number seven.
A head shop, a strip club, and a campaign speech.
A head shop, a strip club, and a campaign speech.
Name three good places to find smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors.
All three, I got that. And we're at envelope number eight.
Andy Dick.
Andy Dick.
Oh, boy.
What's the worst selling Mr. Potato Head toy ever?
Not a very good human either. No. All right. Yeah, keep it up. We're at envelope number 9.
NCISLA.
NCISLA.
Describe the sound of Mike Tyson in the National Spelling Bee. Not a good speller.
And tarmac, I hold in my hands the final envelope.
May a group of NFL scouts be invited to a workout with your sister.
Ooh. Oh, mean.
You pushed me to the wall. What do you want me to do?
Final envelope.
Mocha Choca Lata Yaya.
Mocha Choca Lata Yaya.
What does Gary Busey order at Starbucks? And that's it for me. I'm out of here.
That's Tarmac, the Magnificent. Good morning. The Big Show is on your radio.
I'll tell you, I never seen anything like it in my life. The sun's barely up. There's food everywhere flying through the air on plates and bowls and hands. People eat them with their fingers, their feet, other people's feet. It's unbelievable. And oi, what a spread you can't imagine. Ribs and chicken and biscuits and whole pigs on a great big stick. That's what it's like at the John Boy and Billy Big Show. It's a buffet from start to finish. There should be a cover charge, I'll tell you. The only thing missing, napkins. I guess that's what your shirt is for. Oi, fade and dry cleaning bill. Oh, my head. You gonna eat that?
Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Thursday. I'm some Carolina skiff boats. I knew about the Fort Myers Boat Show that starts today. It runs through the 24th this weekend at Fort Myers, Florida. Marina Mike's latest models from Carolina skiff boats on display. All right, Tate Tate, you about saved up for some Tatertainment news?
No.
Well, you got a few minutes.
All right.
We'll enjoy this musical interlude. I'll get the girl ready. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word for a $100 gift card from the Home Depot. The job of a pro is changing. There are more jobs within a job, less time to do them. So the Home Depot is changing, too, by bringing you the things you need to get the job done easier, faster, and up to your standards. Capabilities like same-day delivery, tool and truck rentals, and job lot quantities. Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. But right now, it is time for Tatertainment News. And here's our girl, overworked, underpaid, doing her best there. Marcy Tatum Moran.
Hello.
What you got, baby?
Nicolas Cage is in the news. People Magazine is reporting that the actor is set to star in The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And it's a film that will feature Nicolas Cage as a creatively unfulfilled, less rich version of himself.
Huh.
Yep.
Isn't he already that lately?
So that's where he's going to draw from. In the movie, he plays himself and reluctantly accepts a $1 million offer to perform at the party of one of his superfans, who also happens to be a Mexican billionaire. And the party gets out of control, and Nicolas must rely on some of his iconic characters to save himself.
Hmm. Wow, is this like in theaters?
Not yet.
No, I mean, it will
be. He's set to play. Yes. Yeah, he's set.
Set to play set. Means it's in the works. Whether it'll make it to theaters is another question.
Okay, I got you.
Set to play it. All right. Let's see. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Pearl.
Sorry.
My dog's in. Oh, man, again?
Yeah,
when
see?
The best part of Tainertainment is Pearl farting.
She went to this party hosted by this Mexican billionaire last night.
Oh, I took a deep breath, too. Yeah. All right, Jennifer Lopez. Uh-huh. Also, in the movie Hustlers, but she's the producer of the movie. Uh-huh. So she didn't get paid to act in the movie, is what she told GQ Magazine.
That's fair.
My eyes are burning. The movie went on to make $150 million worldwide with a budget. They made the film for just under $20 million. Sorry, I'm seeing double. And so she actually did very well as being a producer. Her paycheck was much better. I don't know why. All right. Hey, you watched E.T. recently.
You're not losing interest. You're just trying to get it over.
I'm just trying to speak this. All right, so you watched E.T. recently, so you know who Elliot was, right?
Elliot was the kid
right,
in
Elliot.
E.T.
Mm, his name is, the actor's name is Henry Thomas. Well, he's 48 years old now, just to bring you up to speed.
Oh, man.
And he got arrested for a DUI. And so he...
did he get the phone home?
Yes, he did.
One phone call.
He got the phone home, and he also gets to stay home because he did a plea deal to avoid jail time. And so...
See him riding a little the liquor circle with a basket.
No, but he does have to do the breathalyzer on his steering wheel to get the car to start. Kylie Jenner, she's so rich, she just gets richer. So she's already the world's youngest billionaire. Right. Well, she just sold off part of her company, 51% of it, for the cool price of $600 million.
Whoa.
She sold it to a skincare company called Coty. Who does
a what company?
A skin hair skin company.
Care? That's what I am.
No, that was a skin head company.
Smells bothering your ears, does it?
Yeah.
Skincare company called Coty.
Okay.
Uh-huh. They have brands
like. I thought you said a skank hair company, which could have been what it was.
You just want to delay being in the fog over here. The brands that they have are Clairol, CoverGirl, Max Factor, all things you guys don't know, but the ladies out there know what I'm talking about. And she's going to be still part of the company. She'll be in charge of creative efforts and communications initiatives, which means
she
can be all over.
Is she
going to
make the little air quotes like you're making?
TMZ's reported that she will be all over social media. Watch for her talking a lot about Coty.
I've been hoping she would get on social media a little bit.
Get on me. All right. Hey, the Osbournes, very close to rebooting their reality series.
Donnie and Marie?
Yes. No, Donnie and Marie actually are wrapping up their 11 years in Vegas. So if you want to catch them in a live performance, you better step to it and get tickets because the show is closing. So.
Okay. And Marie, the one on Nutrisystem?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And you see her on one of these morning talk shows, too. They have her as a fill-in a lot. I'm one of those. Anyway, People Magazine's reporting that Kelly told, recently spoke, she was the Ladybug in this Mass Singer thing. I guess it's a new craze. TV
show.
Oh, the
Mass Singer. That looks like a big waste of time. Mm-hmm. You know, they're judges and they're all just so shocked at who it is. Mm. Okay, go ahead. That's all I asked.
So you saw it. So they said, yeah, they get asked every year because they were huge for MTV. Huge moneymaker, and every year they're asked to do another
And again,
deal.
We're talking about the
Osbournes.
Osbournes, okay. Yes, it's been Osbournes. So long, I forgot.
Well, that's what she said. She, you know, during this, she said that they set the, you know, they trailed the blaze for the Kardashians.
They trailed the blaze.
I don't know. I feel a dizzy.
Are they starting all those fires out in California?
You're a little light-headed, aren't you?
All right. Who else I got? Who else?
Jennifer Lopez news?
I love when you're here.
Wow.
All right, Miley Cyrus is single.
Okay, she broke up from her girl, and then she got her boy. Now she broke up with him.
Right, he was there for her throat surgery.
That's right.
But she dumped him. Okay. She needs to focus on herself, according to Radar Online. And so she's still, you know, walking around. Like these people. So Cody seems to have to jump him because he's cold. Miles like he's
so
cold.
So she sounds like Mater Man.
There's a blast.
I came in like a wrecking ball. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for that report, Tater. Let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word until we get us a winner. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants. Team up and play next. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio. We're going to do you Thursday, November the 21st. A video today brought to you by High and Dry Outdoors. You ain't wrong when you choose High and Dry. As industrial grade High and Dry waders and jackets. Click on the link when you go to thebigshow.com and see the video, The Worst Possible Way to Avoid Shaving. Be taking the classic bit requests on Facebook wall in minutes, but right now.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The wordy word and a wordy word and a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Tim from Winchester, Virginia. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, John Boy.
Good morning. And we got Harry from Four Oaks, North Carolina. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, boys, welcome. Harry, you're on Team Tater and Terry. Tim's on the John Boy and Billy side. Yeah, Mr. Pillar's got our word tablets for us.
I have so many people to thank. I would like to thank... Oh, I'm sorry. I was practicing for something else.
You do a good job writing thank you, words. Man. You're a wordsmith. That's your gift.
I'm going to start misspelling everything.
All right, here we go. Harry, you relax. Me and Tim will go for our first 30 seconds, all right?
All right.
You ready, Tim?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Start the clock now. Frozen water is?
Ice.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. Head blank. Little bugs.
Life.
Yeah. All right, the blank channel. See what the forecast is. What is the?
Weather.
Yeah. All right, the blank temperature is like you take them all, and what do you have? Just the usual temperature.
Effort.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yodel lady, who in the mountains you do this? Yodel lady.
Yodel.
Yes. Yodel. Uh-huh. All right. See animals in the.
That's okay.
Oh,
that's
okay. We could have got that one, but that's all right.
Yeah.
So we put a 5 on the board.
I think maybe your yodel stunned.
I can't get as high as I used to. Yeah. Like, All right. 5 on the board for Tim. Harry and Marcy for round 1. Are you ready, Harry?
I'm ready to say it. Marcy doesn't even have to say it.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Picking up on that last one. Harry, thinking ahead. Ready, go.
You look at animals in a cage. Yeah. You enlisted this. You join up in the U.S.,
Army.
Yeah. Women button this. It's not a shirt. It's a butt. It's a called what?
A blouse.
When you've won in a game, you say, I blank him.
I beat him.
Yeah. You call the cops. They are the who?
The police.
You take a picture and you big picture and you frame it. What's that called? Or a
photograph.
No.
There's the buzzer. All right, Harry and Tater, y'all got a 5. That ties it up.
We're tied, Harry.
5-5.
Hey, thank
you. All right, here we go. Round 2, Tim and Billy. Are you ready, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Picking up on that last one, go.
If you paint somebody's picture, there you go. Let's see. You might read one of these in a magazine. Another name for a story. Yeah, there you go. So you go up on one of these, not an escalator, but...
Elevator.
Yep, there you go. Let's see. The month after May is?
June.
Yep, another name for an ape. A little ape is also called a what?
Monkey.
Monkey. Yep, 4 people singing together is a what? 4 people.
Quartet.
Yep, this is something you get in a hole in your stomach. It's an...
Altar.
Oh!
What do you say? Jackie, our scorekeeper in here, did he get pillars. The buzzer or pillars? What do you think? Was it after the buzzer?
I'm sorry, what were we talking about? It was right on the very...
So it was already airborne. That's what they do in basketball.
All righty,
yeah.
So there it is. Put a 7 on the 5.
Wow.
A total of 12 for Tim.
Mm.
All right. So, Hanson and Harry, you boys need a 7 to tie.
Okay.
And 8 will win.
Hanson, take a deep breath.
Okay.
Let it out.
Deep breath and to let it out. Harry's telling you how to breathe.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Might come in handy on this word. Ready, go.
You make this noise when you're really sleepy. You what?
Snore.
No, when you're really
yawn.
There you
yawn.
Go.
Yeah.
It rhymes with it. It's the crack of what in the morning?
Dawn.
There you go. Rhymes with it. It's a little sheep.
Deer.
Or, baby deer.
Fawn.
There
fawn.
You go. Two of these are on top of each other and you sleep.
K- Kids sleep in these.
Yeah, kids sleep in these. Two on top of each other. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. It is what?
False.
There you go.
Well, y'all made a run at it. A five, but too short. Tim wins on a total of... I don't know. Whatever it is.
Good try, Harry.
good job, Tim.
All right. Harry Four Oaks, we appreciate you playing, buddy, and you try again anytime.
Thank you, John Boy.
All right, Harry. And Tim from Winchester, Virginia, your $100 gift card from the Home Depot is headed your way.
Sweet. Thank you, John Boy.
Good work, man. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic bid request of the morning. Who we got here? Lee Chase. Lee says, play that Hoyt song, Leave Me Alone. That's a good one, Lee. We'll get it for you. Coming up next. Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio. We're on it through you Thursday. Classic beer request, Lee Chase. Hear that Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band tune, Leave Me Alone. Well, here we go.
I got a little gal with some dangerous curves. Sometimes she still kind of gets on my nerves. I wouldn't do nothing to break apart our happy home. I don't want her to leave me, I just want her to leave me alone. We've been together a whole bunch of years. She talks till there's blood coming out of my ears. Her quick little stories keep going on and on and on and on. I don't want her to leave me, I just want her to leave me alone. Cause friends, the road to happiness has got a bunch of twists and turns in it. Sometimes it's a fun little Sunday drive. Sometimes you just feel like you need to pull over and stretch your legs in the rest area somewhere. You ain't trying to throw her out of the car, but it sure would be nice if she'd go look around in the gift shop for a few minutes. I get home from work a little bit pissed. Here comes Honey with her honey-do list. No, I can't fix a toilet. The ball game's about to come on. I don't want her to leave me, I just want her to leave me alone. Pick one, girl. Thrill. But sometimes it seems like you're going downhill and you need to pull over cause your last good nerve is gone. You don't want her to leave you, you just want her to leave you alone. A sweet little girlfriend or a wonderful wife still bring some aggravation into your life. And I'm fine when she's out, but I hope she don't stay out too long. Cause when she's home on the range, she can still make the buffalo roam. I love her to death, that's why I'm singing this song. It's mostly my fault. Please don't you get me wrong. I don't want her to leave me, I just want her to leave me alone. I don't want her to leave me, I just want her to leave me alone.
Good Thursday morning. The Big Show is on the radio. And once again, it's time for Monroe's Talk About the World. Well, after his father, Big Mon, passed away, Monroe left the Carolinas with a facsimile from the Big Show and really never came back. These days, old Bob Monroe Fisher is a noted anthropologist and world explorer with three published books. Currently, Monroe and a group of Mayan hunters on a NomadOutdoor.com project to protect wild jaguars and local Mayan farmers from the likes of each other. Beautiful Belize here today. He is live from the Yellow Jaw Jungle Camp and Cool Spot in southern Belize. Come in, Monroe.
Oh, good morning, John Boy and Billy, and welcome back to the heart of the jungle. Thanks to the Big Show and NomadOutdoor.com, I am happy to be reporting in today from the Yellow Jaw Jungle Camp and Cool Spot, located a mile and a half off the Southern Highway, deep in Belize's remote and still wild Toledo District. Johnny, as the first winter storms marched their way across the plains of North America, well, down here in Central America, it's Carolina blue skies, 87 degrees.
Whoa.
Joining me at the Yellow Jaw is Brother Amir, the tree climber, and J.T. Tanner's loyal pack of Sooner Dogs, the brown dog Shy, the mean one Fertilance, and of course, run! Run for your life, Bianca! Oh, my gosh. Way to see us, and welcome to the turkey shoot. Come in, big guy. Hey, Pasa.
Hey, Pasa Monroe, so are you having a turkey shoot? I know we got to have gunfire every time we talk to you.
Johnny, I tell you what, it's become a staple down here. We love it so much. I got to tell you, though, big guy, since the last thing, you know, this jaguar thing, I mean, I got to jump in. And since the last time I spoke to you, we lost a large spotted jaguar down here. The way it works, they lure them in by a live pig tied to a tree. I'm sorry the PETA folks are probably snapping. The jags are hunted from a tree stand above, and they sell their teeth, big guy. They only get $250 to get a, you know, put them on a gold chain. The other bad news, and I mean it, you know, my every week, every time I call you, John J.T. Gringo Tanner, you know, he's always been with me, but he can't be here today because he got bitten on his hand by a nasty no-see-um bug. Yes, a no-see-um. Talk about, Johnny, talk about a toxic. This thing is eating a hole straight through his hand, top to bottom. The only available treatment is administered by the Belize Army at their barracks up in Belize City. 25 days, 50 shots of serum in the buttocks. Ow! Wait a minute. Amir is here in his place. Amir, say hello to the boys.
Hello, Master Johnny Boy.
Hello,
J.T.
Amir.
Gringo is doing better, but he's still cannot hunt so far after 12 of those 25 shots. The hole in his hands have stopped it smelling so bad.
Yeah, you know everything's going good down here, big guy, when your hand that got the hole in it and the smell, it finally goes away because you're getting all them shots and you're, oh,
wow.
In the buttock. I mean, that's the real deal, bro. To end on a brighter note, I love you. We do not have daylight savings time here in Belize, and because of global warming, or the fact that we're on the equator, I don't know, come on. It never gets 64 degrees here in the jungle at the Yellow Jaw Jungle Camp and Cool Spot. Yes, folks, thanks to the Big Show. I love you guys, Nomad Outdoor. You can find me on the Yellow Jaw page. Yellow Jaw. Oh, yeah, here we go. My book, Mountains of Tone. It's a great Christmas gift. So until next time. What are you going to tell him? You want to tell him about Robert Earl Keane's song that we love so much? Oh, yeah. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. We love you. Happy Thanksgiving, whenever it happens.
All right, Monroe. Happy Thanksgiving. Be careful down there, buddy. Y'all can follow Mon on Facebook as well. You can see the Yellow Jaw Jungle Camp Cool Spot. I've been checking
that out.
That
is the safest way to follow him is on Facebook, for sure.
All right. Well, he didn't try to talk me into... coming down there this time after Winnie leading with a hole through the hand with a no-see-um. Man, that's not, but we know about them no-see-ums right. Down the coast, but man.
I think he was trying to win you back with that. Doesn't get, yeah, it only gets as cold as 64 degrees.
All right, bud. All right, bud. Well, we out of time, Billy. Let's get on home in our heater.
BetBox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bets, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's the perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by enemy.com.
I'm just waiting for that picture on Monroe's Facebook. A big old pot in his head.
Like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Hey, Biggin. It was really good to talk to you today, Biggin.
We'll see y'all tomorrow. Love you, man.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.